soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 20 Mfufu 2017 nguChrist Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Izimali zona lezo beze sithi ngalawe lokhu sizenile ngo-2013 sokuzekwa kwanamhlanje impilo yephaliyamendi iyaphela asizake sithole ngitho le peni elilodwa nje.
Amalunga edale lephalamende avela kumabandla wonke asedale amanyene izolo lanamuhla ukubeka amakhuba phansi esithi uhulumende kumele awahlawule imali yama-allowances.
Namhlanje okwenzakeleyo ukuthi amaphathi amathathu avumelene ukuthi bayenze i-coalition ilima lamaphathi kubana baye contesta i-2018 elections bebambene.
Owake waba umsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru namhlanje ukhethwe kuba akhokhele umanyano wamabandla aphikisayo amane owe People's Rainbow Coalition. Uphenyo oluqhutshwe zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo luveza ukuba isilinganiso esikhulu sabantu emhlubulweni weMandebeleni siyehluleka ukuthola ingwalo zokuzalwa ama-birth certificates. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Amalunga edale lephalamende avela kumabandla wonke akuleli dale amanyene izolo lanamuhla ukubeka phansi amakhuba esithi uhulumende kumele awahlawule imali yama-allowances ebikwa isifika kumadola ezinkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu ngalunga linye i-$30,000. Amalunga edale abikwa engakaze aphiwe yona indibilitshi eyodwa lokhu idale laqala ngomnyaka ka-2013. Sixoxe lelinye lamalunga la umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Izimali zona lezo eze sithi ngalawe lokhu sizenile ngo-2013 sokuzekwa kwanamhlanje impilo yephaliyamendi iyaphela asizake sithole ngitho le peni elilodwa nje. AFUL besithola i-fuel go lapha nalaphaya kodwa isikhathi esiningi leyo mali ingatholakali. Sicina ke sithatha khonokho umholo okuncane kusiba yikho esikusebenzisayo ukuthi sikwanise ukubuya emsebenzini nokubuyela njalo emakhaya ukuthi siyokwenza umsebenzi. Osokusenza ke ukuthi kube angani amalunga edale lephaliyamende wona yiwo asesenza ukuthi unkulumende esebenze ngamafitshane sebe-subsidiza unkulumende ukuthi umsebenzi kahulumende wenza kahle.
Limanyene yini lingamalunga edale amabandla wonke kumbe bekungamabandla MDC kuphela?
Izolo abaningi abakhulume kakhulu lanamhlanje ngabebandleli buhlali. Umsekeli kaSifiso ke wazama ukuhlalisa phansi omunye wamalunga edale lephaliyamende webandleli busayo emtshela ukuthi angikhangelelanga ukuthi wena usuke ebandleni elibusayo ngakhuluma ngento leyo. Kodwa-ke ilunga ledale lephaliyamende lamphendula lathi hhayi into esikhuluma ngayo leyo kayilani le bandla lezombangazwe.
Uhulumende ulikweleda malini?
Izimali ziyachiyachiyana ziningi ziningi kakhulu Chris izimali. Kodwa ziyachiyachiyana ngoba abantu babona ukuthi into ezakalayo ngeyokuthi kwesinye isikhathi i-fuel yakho lesiyithola iya ngoma ohambayo. So kuya ngokuthi umuntu usibakhathala kanganani le phaliyamente. Kanti njalo ama-sitting allowance lawo aya ngokuthi wena uhamba kanganani ephaliyamente lokho ngokunganani imali. So ke ngenxa yakhonoko zitshiyatshiyene izimali kodwa hayi sikhuluma ngezimali eziningi sibili ngoba amanye amalunga nxa sikhuluma la ngefuel ngibona ngani iyafika kubo 25,000 kubo 30,000 ilunga ledale lepaliamende lilinye.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Prince Dube Kosibanda ilunga ledale lepharlamente engwebandla le MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseHarare. Owake waba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru lamhlanje ukhethwe ukuba akhokhele umanyano wamabandla amane ayiwo azawamela kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Amabandla la ngabalisa ele PDP elikhokhelwa unkosikazi Lucia Matibenga, ele Zunde, ele Dare, lele National People's Party asebumbe umanyano awubiza ngokuthi yi-People's Rainbow Coalition. Asizweni umnumzana Siphepha Nkomo ekhuluma ngalumanyano.
Namhlanje okwenzakeleyo ukuthi amaparty amathathu avumelene ukuthi bayenze icoalition ilima lamaparty kubana baye contesta i 2018 elections bebambene ende babiza ibizo lali party yaba yi People's Rainbow Coalition. Kwakhethwa uMaye Mjuru ukuthi abe yi-presidential candidate. I-emblem yethu is a moving train, carrying goods, carrying minerals, carrying people of all kinds. Sonke sizabe sihambe abangenayo bazangena kwamanye ama-stations. Silindele ukuthi abanye bethu basijoyine. But esikwaziyo ukuthi noma sokutheni u-2018 umgabe kakho. Kutsho ukuthi sizabe silokho sikhuluma lamanye amabandla. Asingeke savala i-door. Ngoba ilima leli lifuna wonke umuntu aparticipate. Kodwa ukuqakathekile ikiki ukuthi you can see ibizo lethu alibizwa ukuthi APP alliance or NPP coalition. No, it's a neutral name, neutral logo, the neutral slogans. So simelele amanye amaparty siqhubekela phambili sikhuluma nabo ukuthi asihlanganeni madoda lapha ku-neutral lapha kakho omunye omkhulu kulomunye.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Sam Siphepha Nkomo webandla le National People's Party ubekhuluma ngomanyano owe People's Rainbow Coalition obunjwe lamhlanje. Kunjalo nje ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi ukwehluleka kwamabandla aphikisayo kumanyana kuza kwenza kube lula kakhulu kubandla lezanu PF ukuthi linqobe kukhetho oluzayo. Amabandla la ake yazama ukukhulumisana phezu kokumanyana kodwa ehlulekile ukuvumelana. Ngakho sokule manyano emithathu ebalisa owekhodi okhokhelwa umnumzana Elton Mangoma, owe-MDC Alliance okhokhelwa umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai, lokankosikazi Joyce Mujuru owe-Rainbow Coalition. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Ngiyabona ngalo dibo likhona yilolo lokuthi ngendlela ami ngawo la amabandla asekulelana abantu akade bezavotela amabandla aphikisayo. Lanxa kuyikuthi elinye lawo la mabandla belingaphumelela udibo ngolokuthi ngokungabambani kwawo abe liqembu elodwa ayenze ukuthi ZANU-PF icine isizithola isisazi ukuthi lanxa ingaqhila ekhethweni abantu bacabangele ukuthi hayi iphumelele ngendaba yokuthi amabandla aphikisayo abe ngabambananga kungela kumanyana okuqinile kangako ikakhulu nxa sikhangele ukuthi kulenhlangothi ezintathu ezingathi zikhangelele ukungena kukhetho oluzayo. Khonokho ngibona ngani kuzanika iZANU-PF i-excuse yokuthi lanxa bengaqhila njengalokhu abacatshangela ukuthi bahlala bekwenza abantu bangagcina becabanga ukuthi hayi mhlawumbe iZANU kuphumelene nje kuphela ngoba amabandla aphikisayo abengabambananga.
Iyona iZANU-PF kodwa awuboni ukulwisana okuphakathi kwayo lakho kuyiphazamisa na okukhetho lapho?
Ngayiphazamisa kodwa okusegcekeni ukuthi nxa sokusiyafika ekhethweni ngibone ngani mina abantu bezanu sebesuke kathana kakhulu behamba ndawonye bayazi ukuthi mhlazana kulanga lokhetho kuzafanele babambane. Abaqakathekileyo bakhona ngibone ngani bazangena bazazama ukuthi bangene kukhetho belibandla elilodwa bengaqhamukanga phakathi kahle kahle ngoba phela kuzanu kufunakala ukuthi badinge ukuthi bathole ukuthi ongaba yinhloko yalibandla kahle kahle ngemva kwaphezela umgabe ngubani. khonoko kuzayenza ukuthi kube nzima kakhulu ukuthi kube lomunye umuntu ongaphuma ngalesi sikhathi abuya aphumelela ukuthi akhe ibandla elingaphikisa kumbe lingaqhamula ivoti yezano. Ngakho angiboni izano ikuproblem kumbe iphakathi kodwa olukhulu kakhulu nxa siya ekhethweni nxa kuyikuthi amabandla aphikisayo ngazange abambane abe munye.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe ubexoxa le Studio 7 ecingweni esebhilitani.
Asambeni madoda siyovota,
asambeni madoda siyovota, sivotele.
Uyazazi na indawo okumele uyebhalisa ukuvota? Kuhlandla lakuqala eliqala emhla ka 10 kusiya kumhla ka 25 Mfufu. Kula ma centers alandelayo: Bulawayo, Bulawayo Metropolitan, Bulawayo Central, Bulawayo East, Makokova, Harare Metropolitan, Chitungwiza, St. Mary's Zengeza East and West, Chitungwiza North, Airport, Harare Central, Southerton, Highfields East, Budiriro, Zivarasekwa, Mount Pleasant, Mabuku Tafara, Emanikaland, Chipinge Central, West, East and South, Musikawan, Chimanimani, East and West, Mutare, South and West, Buhera South, Emashonaland Central, Mbire, Gurure North, Mzarabani, North and South, Mount Darwin, North and West, Mashonaland East, Mudzi North, West and South, Mutoko, East, North and South, Euzumba, Maramba Pungwe, Mashonaland West, Kariba, Nyami Nyami, Urungwe, Magunje, Central, East, North and West, Emashingo, Chirezi, East, West, South and North, Emwenezi, East and West, Chivi, South, Emachabeleland North, Lupane, East and West, Ebinga, North and South, Emachabeleland South, Mzingwane, Matopo North, Lemzingwane, Ensiza, Insiza, North and South, Enkabazwe, Emidlands, Gokwe North, Gokwe Kabuyuni, Gokwe Chirea, Gokwe Nembuzia, Le Gokwe Kumuni, Gokwe South, Gokwe Mapungauta, Gokwe Central, Gokwe Kana, Gokwe Sengwa. Kodwa lawa ayisiwo wonke ama centers elingabhalisa kiwo. Amanye lilakho ukuwathola ekhasini lethu ku website yethu ethi www.voaindebele.com.
Umsekeli womeli welemelika eZimbabwe unkosazana Jennifer Savage izolo unikeze inhlanganiso yabesigaba senhla yemandebeleni eLupane Women's Development Trust uncedo lwemali engaba ngamadola azinkulungwane ezilikhulu $100,000 eyokusebenzisa kunhlelo zokuthuthukisa ezigoqela ezokulima lokuthunga amalala. Unompumelelo moyo sipha loludaba ngokugcweleyo eselupane.
Bekungabizwa ozwayo lamhlanje eLupane Women's Center kulotsha isivumelwano sokutholiswa uncedo lwemali ngaphansi kwesikhwama se-United States African Development Foundation kubomama labesilisa abasebenza phansi kweLupane Women's Development Trust okuzadonsa okweminyaka emibili elandelayo. Ekhuluma emkhosini lo ebuka imisebenzi yeLupane, umsekelo womeli weMelika eZimbabwe unkosazana Jennifer Savage ngemva kokubuka izilimo lezifuyo zepulazini labo mama beLupane uthe kuyajabulisa ukubona abesifazana besebenza kahle bethuthukisa imuli zabo wancoma lemisebenzi yabo yezandla.
One of the primary goals of the U.S. mission to Zimbabwe is to help expand inclusive and sustainable economic opportunities.
Oyiko kakachileyo esikujongileyo ukuthi senze amathuba ukuthi bonke abantu bagoqeleke ekuthuthukeni kwezigaba lekwenzeni amabhizimusi.
Unduna Vusumuzi Prince Mabiwa laye utshayele omama beLupane ihlombe ethi imisebenzi yabo iyabukeka njalo ithuthukisa isigaba ngendlela eziphezulu.
Uhlelo lona ngibalo luhlelo lohle kakhulu was knowing ukuthi imali yangikhona iya ku community direct inxa kuyimali that means to develop iLupane ibuye ebantwaneni beLupane. There's no way abantu beLupane abangathi ku selection criteria kumbe njani bavaleleke phandle because kathe sibuye kibe ezandleni zabo.
Unkosazana Sithembiso Ncube olilunga lelupane Women Development Trust uphe ubufakazi encoma ukukhuphuka kwempilo yakhe ngokuthunga ethengisa ilala.
Sefundisile abantwana ngilemfuyo engiwenza abanye obaba. Ngilomama, ngingumama nje angiboni ukuthi ngisathini ngiyanceda abanye obaba. Ngilamakhuba abathathu. Ngiyayaya, kwanisa ukuhayisa, nginengedwa, senzelenza lula. Ngezinto engizithola ekufenseni. Ngiyabonga abantu abami abanye abadodiye iform 4.
Omunye wamalunga eLupane Women Development Trust, umnumzana Muzobanzi Moyo, osuka eJotsholo eManganga, oqale ukuthunga ngomnyaka ka-2008, uthe imuli yakhe uyayiphilisa
kusukela ngo-2008 kuze kufike namhla. Sengithuthukile kakhulu, sengidle inkomo, njalo futhi inkomo zami uNkulunkulu uyangibona zizala amazilazi. Ngile mbuzi lazo indlu zami futhi uNkulunkulu uyangibona zizala amaenkukhu. Zigcwele umuzi wonke, ngiyigqoka emadodeni esigabeni semanganga. Esikoleni angilasikweleti. Umntwana wami emangangaka uhamba ngebhayisikili eprimary.
Unkosikazi Thenjiwe Ndlovu uthe uhlelo lwelupane Women Development Trust seluphumelelise imuli yakhe sebenezifuyo ngelala.
Sesisengukuba sesisimelele singomama sesilento yonke mbuzi inkukhu konke sesakha izindlu samende.
Inhlanganiso yeLupane Women Development Trust yasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-1995 isinamalunga azinkulungwane ezinye lengxenye. Imali abayithole lamuhla ikhangelele ukuthuthukisa imisebenzi esepulazini kunye leyelala. Isikhwama se-USAIDF eZimbabwe kusukela ngo-2010 sesatshala izigidi eziyisificaminwembili njalo isiza imisebenzi yokulima leyezandla eyabasakhulayo labomama abadubekayo abalenhlelo zabo endaweni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseLupane ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Ku-Live Talk lamhla sixoxa ngokubhidlika kwezempilakahle eZimbabwe ngesikhathi uMongameli Robert Mugabe ephiwe isicoco lesikhundla ngumanyano we-World Health Organization. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli iStudio 7 nesakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Singakangena esigabeni esilandelayo wathi ke sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Phakathi kwabafe ekudubukeni kwebhomba esigodlweni seSomalia eMogadishu ngeviki edluleyo kulesizalwane seMelika esife sisanda kufika kulelo lizwe sisehoteleni. Uphenyo oluqhutshwe izinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zakobulawayo luveze ukuba isilinganiso sokungamachumi amahlanu lane ekhulwini sabantu emhlubulweni weMandebeleni siyehluleka ukuthola ingwalo zokuzalwa ama-birth certificates. Uphenyo lolu olwenziwe ngoNcwabakazi lukhangele indawo ezinjengeBhinga, Wange, Cholocho, Lupane, Bulawayo, uMzingwane, Gwanda, Madobo, Bulilima, uMguza, Insiza, Lebubi. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Esethula ucwaningo lolu, okhokhela lolu hlelo wenhlanganiso ye-Q Partnership, uNkosikazi Caroline Trigg, uthi uphenyo lolu lujonge ukudinga ukuthi kungenziwani ukuze abantwana abaningi bethole incwadi zokuzalwa. Uthi kuveze ukuthi kulula ukuthi omama bathathele abantwana babo incwadi zokuzalwa bebodwa kulabo baba.
Indaba yegugurawundi isinazelela ukuthi iya-affecta indaba ye-access to documentation ngoba indaba leyo kuswelakala kwama-birth certificate and IDs ungananzelela i-past on generations to generation ngoba abazali nxa bafa ngesikhathi segugurawundi laba abasalayo basala beswela ukuthi bengathathela njani abantwana babafowabo ama-birth certificate.
Uphenyo lolu lukhangelisise imuli ezedlula inkulungwane 1291. Abantwana abangaba esilinganiso sokungamachumi phose amane 36% babikwa bengahlali labazali okusuka kubangele ukuthi behluleke ukuthola incwadi zokuzalwa. Abazintandane babikwa kulula ukuba bathole incwadi zokuzalwa ngoba ufakazi bokuthi abazali babhubha bukhona. Abantwana abayesilinganiso sokungaphansi kwechumi ekhulwini 8% bazalelwe phandle kwelizwe kuthi abangaba yisilinganiso sokulichumi lanhlanu ekhulwini 15% bazalelwa ngekhaya. Okusuka kubangele ukuthi omama bangabi lencwadi zesibhedlela zokuthi bathole incwadi zokuzalwa.
Okunye futhi esikunazelelayo yikuthi abantu abatsha asebeleminyaka engaba yi-17 abaningi bangkhona bazalelwa emakhaya. So abantwana laba babe bengelabo ubufakazi bokuthi bazalelwe ngapha.
Indawo ezihlasele kakhulu lushupho lokuswela amaphepha okuzalwa zigoqela ibubi, Gwanda, Insiza, Lebulilima. Lokhu kubangelwa ukuthi abazali abaningi bangaphandle kwelizwe ikakhulu eSouth Africa. Umnumzana Phumlani Mpofu osebenzela iTrinity Project inhlanganiso enceda abantu ngolwazi lokuthola amaphepha okuzalwa kanye lezithupha uvumelano lalolu phenyo egcizelela ukuthi ukuthutha kwabantu besiyadinga imisebenzi kwamanye amazwe ngokunye okubangela inkinga.
Ungalifana ukuthi umuntu ephume lapha nxa esiyasebenza khona le ethole ama-permit okubangela ukuthi abantu bengafika ngale sebezitshintsha amabizo ukuze ukuthi uthole amaphepha okwelilizwe amaphepha ayiwo angayisiwo. Yona sesiphenduka ngapha utholakala ukuthi kunzima ukuthi umuntu ethole ethatha amaphepha ngapha njalo yena esesebenza seven esehlala phandle kwelizwe.
Uphenyo lolu luveze ukuthi abantwana abaleminyaka ephakathi kwemine lelichumi lanye abalancwadi zokuzalwa kubangelwa ukuthi abazali abaningi bachiya abantwana besiyadinga umsebenzi ngaphandle kwelizwe. Uphenyo lolu luveze njalo ukuthi abantu abaningi bavinjwa ukuswela incwadi ezifunekwayo ukuthi abantwana bathole incwadi zokuzalwa hathi imali. Umnumzana Mthokozi Sindebele, omunye wabakade bekhona ekwethuleni kocwaningo lolu, ugcizelele ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende azwisise ukuthi uhlupho lungaphi, hathi ukucabangela ukuthi lokhu kubangelwa ukuswela imali.
Lokhu kuthiwa nguhulumende ukuthi abantu kabathathi incwadi zokuzalwa ngesizathu sokuthi kabala mali. Ukukhathana kakhulu leqiniso ngenxa yokuthi izizathu ezenza abantu bangathathi ama-birth certificate lamanye ama-documents eziningi. Okokuqala, siyakwazi ukuthi kulomhlubo lo wethu amaNdebele sisachaya ngumbhuqazwe sisanda ukuthatha uzibuze. Njalo abaningi abantwana ababengabantwana ngaleso sikhathi abehluleka ukuthatha ama-birth certificate sebengabantu abadala kathesi njalo sebelabantwana. So ngesizathu sokuthi bona bevele bengela ama-documents bayehluleka ukuthi bathathise abantwababo ama-birth certificate ngoba phela nxa usathathisa umntwana i-birth certificate kumele uhambe lawe ulezincwadi ezeneleyo. So uhulumende akumelanga kuphela akhangele indaba yokuthi abantu abathathe ama-birth certificate nxa abalamali.
Abantwana abayi-5% bayehluleka ukubhala imihloliso eqakathekileyo kanye lokuphatheka enhleleni ezimqoka esikolo ngenxa yokuswela incwadi zokuzalwa. Impumela yocwaningo lolu ikhangelelwe ukusetshenziswa ukuxoxisana lohulumende kunye lekhomishini ebona ngamalungelo oluntu eyeZimbabwe Human Rights Commission. Kumaviki ambalwa adluleyo uhulumende uqale uhlelo lokupha abantu incwadi zokuzala elizweni lonke jikelele. Uhlelo lolu lusolwe ngababona ngokulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu bethi bekuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende azwisise ukuthi imbangela zokuswela incwadi eziqondileyo ziningi ukuze yaqondise lokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje ke siyalethulela udlalo lwe udaba lomdlalo owenzakale kuvike edluleyo lapho i-stadium emdlalweni walo eleqembu leCapes United elingqikelane leLeshabani Mine mhla ka-8 kuyona le inyanga kaMfufu. Phezu kokunqotshwa 3-0 iShabani iMakepekepe iphinde yahlawuliswa inkulungwane ezimbili zamadola i-$2,000.
Itchy was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, 7 to 14.
Ngeviki edluleyo siliphe inzwisa yengxoxo eka Ezra Chisasibanda weStudio 7 lapho axoxe lo Unity Moyo ovela eZimbabwe ehlala eSouth Africa njalo inengi limazi ekuqembu lokugida ikwayito lepansula elithiwa iAchuzi. Namhlanje ke silethulela lolu daba kabanzi.
ukhuluma ngokuthi achoose abantu bahle bacabanga iqembu eligida emthathweni kwele Zimbabwe ukukhelwa nguunity kamoyo okwamanje kamoyo sezibiza ngokuthi ngumayuza njalo kasagidi kuphela kodwa seqhunzela abantu ingoma njalo ehlabela khanya esekhathazile emzansi ingoma zakhe ezintsha osokumenza qhashwe ukuthi asebenze maviki wonke endaweni ezijiyeneyo kanti yena wayegida kangaka eZimbabwe wasukelani ekhaya.
Ngasuka eZimbabwe ke lakithi ngo-2006. Bese kunzima laphayana indaba yazi zomsebenzi lakhona futhi indaba zokuthi bekungasatholakala ama-shows. Angithi abantu bagijimisana le moto zezinkwa ngapha ichukela kalikho. So bekunzima kithi ukuthi abantu basupport yabona. So then ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngibuye ngapha eGoli. Bengine group yami okuthiwa yi-Achoose, yimi njalo i-founder member. Then sengibuye lapha eGoli ngiyaziproducela njalo ngiya-DJ ngizibiza ngegama elokuthi ngu-DJ Mayuza.
IGoli ilobunzima kakhulu, kakhulu ma ungayazi. Abanye basuka benze into zokuganga betshontsha, abanye benatha bebhemela lokho okudakayo. Wena kwabanjani ufika eGoli ungazi muntu? Kumbe kwakulabahlabeleli obazi ngaphambilini.
Ya khona kufike kwabanzima kakhulu eGoli, yakwazi ukuthi nje ukuthi like ma in a foreign land vele it's never easy ukuthi uze uyenze lento oyifunayo. But hayi ikhona nje with the luck of ukuthi ngihlangane nabo Mavusani we Order Mister nguyong introduce ama artists amaningi kakhulu afana nabo Peace Black Afro, the late Mandoza, the late Brown Dash, like ngibona ama artists amaningi kakhulu and ngasebenza nawo njalo futhi ngiproduce abafana laba obuthwaya ngama Debbie Knights before bezoyenza iShumaya, then ngazoproducer ningoma kamapapu ukuthi sanibonani featuring uMandoza, then kunenge sengikwenzile njalo ne-album yami yokuqala ngiyenze ngo-2010 ebinengoma ethi phezu kwamastanda, i-album ethi yona Survivor.
Ngempela kukhanya ziyamkhiphela uMayuza eMzansi. Uyasebenza njalo ehlezi engojabulileyo. Kodwa izingoma zakhe eziningi ukukhanya zile nkulumo. Kanti le uMasterda lo womenzani?
Well, hayi. Yazi ingoma lethi phezu kwamastanda, it was actually like yabona ukuthi uMasterda basithwalise nzima la eGoli. So ngiyabe ngithi shayo uMasterda ngezinye indlela, but angithi uyazi ukuthi like mouse ucula yathi phezu kwamastanda, then abanye abantu bazoyithatha ngenye indlela. Le ngoma kahle kahle ngiyenze noMangesto ose UK, ne? Hayi ingoma ichisile kakhulu lapha eGoli. At least ngathi ingoma engiyenze abantu abaningi banginanzelela kakhulu nalo khona lokho ukuthi ngibuya kwelakithi kwelikamzilikazi obulawayo.
Yakataza ingoma uphezu kwamastanda njalo ngeke utsho ukuthi yakhitshwa ngo-2010. Okwamanje uMayuza sekhiphe omunye umkenti wengoma uMratha ngokwawo. Lingoma entsha uyibiza usithini njalo ungathi ithele njani lezakho zakudala?
Well, isingle yami le entsha ithi phezu kwegqomo. Ya, phezu kwegqomo actually like ngishayisana lesi sasedebeni abasibiza ngokuthi igqomo. Yabona, it's only drums and amalokhu njani, ama what you call, it's only drums and ama chants ukuthi ha ha hey kanjalo kanjalo yabona. So then ngase ngicela ukukhona omnye umfana owasakithi futhi naye kuthiwa ngumoyo wangishayela isiginci lapho wathi katari phezulu ayiyafiwa lapho, and ingoma le receiver kakhulu ando ebantwini, especially in terms of airplay emaclubini, and sengithole futhi nama deals like MTN iConnect for ama caller tunes.
Abadala bathi ubosebenza ukhumbula ekhaya. Wena mfana kamoyo, njengoba kusudume kangaka eMzansi, awucabangi ukuthi ubuyele kwelakini uyejabulisa ke uZulu? Njalo ikusasa yakho yona ibona kanjani kwezomculo?
Yeah, well, hey, chisa, yazi, like, angeke ngize ngisho like ngitsasa ukuthi ngizobuyela futhi yini ekhaya, just because angithi yazi ukuthi sometimes kunzima ukuthi imiculo yethu idlale. Njengamanje nje yona le ngiyidlala khona lapha eSouth Africa, le kwelakithi kwelamzilikazi vele sengithola ama message afana nokuthi thumela i profile, but a big artist like my user, you can ask a profile kanjani, yet we are the founders, we are the pioneers of Kwaito music in Zimbabwe, you understand? So I ngiyathaba futhi njalo ngiyajabula, ngiya appreciate ukuthi you have given me this chance ukuthi ngike ngikhulume, and nengoma yami izwakale kancane ngikhona ngapho bayizwe umhlaba wonke. Njalo futhi ngithanda ukubonga bonke abantu abangisupportayo konke kuma social networks lapho engiya khona nabangibiza emaphathini ukuthi ngiDJ. Ongabe ngijabulela ngikhona ku Facebook my user Achoose.
Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje igama nguChris Gane.
Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.